This is Your Town, your chance to speak out about the things that are happening in your town.
This is your hometown.
Good morning. And now, it's time for Your Town. I'm Lori Robb, and my guests today are Lori Brazee and Tim Gibbons, both with the Athletic Club of Bend. Welcome and good morning.
Thanks.
Good morning.
So we know that March is National Nutrition Month. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, Lori, you just went to Salem for the Farm to School Bill. Tell me what that is and what you did in Salem.
Well, March 9th was proclaimed by the governor as registered dietitian and dietetic technician registered day. And a bunch of us from the Oregon Dietetic Association went to Salem, and one of our main things we were doing was lobbying representatives and senators on the Farm to School Bill. And the Farm to School Bill is a bill to promote using local produce and meats, things that are grown and produced in Oregon in our school lunch programs. Bend La Pine has been doing this for quite some time. Our school district is definitely way ahead of a lot of places in the state in that. But if we get this to be statewide, then it will not only provide healthier foods for our kids' school lunches and breakfasts, but it will support local farmers. And so it will cost the state some money, but the advantages, jobs, and what's pumped back into the economy by using local things instead of things that are shipped from afar.
And you were telling me earlier that Oregon is just one of a handful of states that doesn't do this?
Well, Oregon is one of a handful of states where the state doesn't put money into the school lunch program. We use federal monies, but all but four states in the nation, the states also put money into their school lunch program. But the Farm to School Bill is something that's really unique. Not only does it promote using local produce, but it promotes having school gardens and teaching kids more about where food comes from. And if kids help grow something, they're far more apt to eat it, which will then improve their nutritional intake.
Well, and that was going to be one of my questions. Why is this important? I mean, some of it's obvious why it's important. A lot of kids these days, I'm hearing, especially with the economy, are getting most of their food from the schools or a lot of it.
Well, yeah, we have a high proportion of kids who are low income and on the school, the free or reduced price lunch program. So using that as a nutrition education tool, having fruits and vegetables available for kids so they're getting healthy meals is really important.
I know even with the backpack program where some local charities get together and give the kids backpacks to get mm-hmm. them through the weekend, because some of them are not eating that much during the weekend when they're not at schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of reception did you get from the lawmakers on this idea?
Well, you know, on both Republicans and Democrats, people were very supportive of it. So, you know, we'll see if it passes when it actually comes to a vote, but we had a very positive reception from every representative and senator that we talked to.
Money's pretty tight these days.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about March being National Nutrition Month and why that's important.
Well, the American Dietetic Association has come up with March as National Nutrition Month for several years, and the idea is to promote healthy eating and to promote registered dietitians as the true experts in food and nutrition. And but the big thing is to get people to think about what we're putting into our bodies and how that can make a difference in our health long term.